The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
Portions transcribed.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, I'm Jackie Reddy, broker of Century 21, Jack Reddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm here with my husband, fellow realtor co-host, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you today?
I know, people get a kick out of you asking me that because it's not like, you know, we saw each other all morning so far, right?
So far, yeah. I mean, yes, yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm doing well, thank you. Good. How are you?
Good. Very good.
Thank you. We have with us Dawn Hansen. We're going to tackle a new subject with Dawn. Dawn's been here before. Good morning.
Good morning.
You are a credit specialist with United Credit Education Services, and you're going to tell us all about that this show, right?
Yes, I am. Excited to be here, and thank you so much for having me back.
We're appreciative of your time. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30 a.m., where we talk real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been listing, selling, and appraising for 50 years.
50 years. Oh, my goodness. During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you're at jruddy.com, click on the webcam tab at the top of the page, and hopefully there's no snow at the corners, you know, because it's a it's a picture of Dunmore Corners.
View our listings, search the MLS listings, and listen to archive radio shows by going to mobilefriendlyjruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Look us up on social media. We're practically everywhere. And don't forget about our radio shows now being offered on all popular podcast apps. So when you're on the go, check us out. If you like it, make sure you follow and subscribe and give us a good rating and share it with your friends and family on social media. And we're looking to grow that. When the podcasts are being listened to, it tells me I have a good gauge as to what listeners like to listen to. So it's helpful to me so that I can get more of that content on the show for future reference. Okay. Dawn Hansen, credit specialist with, we'll say UCES, that's short for United Credit Education Services. Tell us all about you and this program that you're here to talk about.
Okay, thank you so much for having me back. Yeah, United Credit Education Services, they have been in business for over 15 years. So they have 15 years of experience, or more than 15 years of experience in this industry of credit restoration. And, you know, I just love what they're doing for people, especially with this last year and the craziness that has come with it, and people losing their jobs and, you know, those that may have had good credit in the past. You know, it's hard to maintain that if you're financially, you know, in a rut. So being able to offer people a service that kind of gets them back, you know,
back on track
and helps them. And, you know, especially you guys being in the real estate industry, I'm sure that you come across people that, you know, they want to buy a home so bad and they go to get qualified and they just don't, you know, they just don't meet the standards. They don't meet the criteria. And then, you know, and then what do you do from there? So so I'm happy to be able to bring this to people so that they can have that, you know, fulfill that dream of being able to buy that dream home. You know, or even if it's just purchasing a vehicle or whatever, or just not being in the 400s, you know, it can be detrimental and it can make you feel, you know, it can be depressing, I think, sometimes if you know, you're bogged down with a bad credit score and it kind of hinders you from doing a lot of things. So being able to bring this program to people and introduce them to not just something that brings their credit score up, but something that is going to teach them financial literacy, because we can always fix the credit score, but if we're not teaching the good habits and, you know, creating that and educating people about how to maintain that, then it's just putting a Band-Aid on, right? You know, we're going to end up right back in the same situation that we were in before. So, again, that's what I love about this this program, this United Credit Education Services, because what you're getting is a true financial program. You're getting education. You're getting, you know, video libraries. You're getting not just the credit restoration, but budgeting, credit builder, credit attorney, credit monitoring, debt payoff, financial lockbox, identity monitoring, net worth, savings goals, will and trust, and a youth financial literacy program, which I cannot tell you, I feel so strongly about this, that we need more education in our schools about how to be financially fit, so to speak. You know, I almost feel like they do it on purpose. They don't, you know, we need to educate our younger children about finances so that they don't end up in the situations that many of us, you know, find ourselves in today.
So. Yeah, that's a good point. That's a great point. So what's the difference between credit repair and credit restoration? Because you're referring to this program as credit restoration.
I guess essentially it's the same thing, but the way that this is positioned is, you know, like I said, as a program as it in a like as a whole. So with other companies, you may find that, you know, they're going to help you increase your score, but are they going to do all that? Are they going to offer all the other things that are going to help you continue to make good choices, to help you stay on track, to, you know, educate you about what is really, you know, what's really what you need to do to keep that credit in a good standing.
Right.
But the credit restoration, you know, it helps, we help remove the inaccurate, obsolete and erroneous things. You know, if you're not checking your credit report, There could be tons of stuff on there that you just don't realize that doesn't even belong on there. You know, it shouldn't even be on there because it's been past 7 years or the account was closed. It should be removed. So
I used to live with my father and we had the same name, and I looked at the credit report and one of the things on there says I have a Sears card since 1965. It's like, really? You give them out to little kids? You give them out? But we had the same name. Mm-hmm. And thank God my dad paid his bills because, you know, a lot of stuff got a lot. It didn't hurt me. Mm-hmm. It actually
but it
helped.
Could.
Yeah, it could.
Oh,
certainly. Absolutely could have hurt me.
And that's why it's so important, you know, to review that. You are able to review, you know, aside from this program, you can pull your credit report once a year and review those things. But, you know, we take a look at your credit report, all three bureaus. We're going to put together a letter that will be mailed, and it gets mailed to you so that you can then attach your proof of identity and send these out to the three credit bureaus. And then they have to respond within 30 days. So if they do not respond, if each of the creditors do not respond, they're required to respond or it has to be removed. So it's crazy to think about, like, you know, these are little things that we just don't know about, you know, and this is part of the Fair Credit Reporting Act. It's, you know, it's mandated by the government, all that kind of stuff. And it's just, again, it's a matter of just educating yourself as to, you know, how to help increase your score, how to, you know, but instead of you having to do it, you have someone that knows exactly what they're doing, knows how to do it, and, you know, and takes those steps that are needed in order to, you know, to help you get in a better position.
Sure. And, you know, there's a lot of people struggling to keep their head above water, even if they didn't lose a job during COVID and, you know, their financial goals are just out of reach and they're not sure where to turn next. They don't know where to start, but credit could keep someone from that better job or from a car or, like you said, a home. And there's so many people that have that as, you know, a dream and they want to make it happen. And I'm working with a woman right now. That's all she wants is a home right now. And she's almost just there. Mm-hmm. She's not quite there. And it's really hard for her because she knows what she wants for her and her daughter. But there's that just those couple points that are keeping her away from it. What about Credit Karma?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody can pull a free report, right? Mm-hmm. So from Credit Karma, is that something people should, is that where they should start checking their credit?
I mean, you can go to the bureaus themselves individually. And, you know, that's what I had done prior to being introduced to this program and this company. And, you know, I used to pull my credit report once a year to review it and look over, you know, to make sure that there's nothing on there. But, you know, you can argue against things that are on there and then and they may or may not come off. So, you know, just like in any situation, there are things that you can do yourself. But if you hire an expert to do it,
you know what you're looking
right,
at. But most people don't know what they're looking
exactly.
at.
Exactly. And they don't have the time. You know, a lot of times it's hard to even we're so bogged down with things that are going on and, you know, just everyday life. Like who has time to even do that, you know, and do you know what you should be arguing against, or do you know how to make your claim and, you know, against certain things? And so, yeah, it's just a matter of putting it in the hands of someone who knows exactly how to get those erroneous items removed, you know, those things that should not be on there, to continue to fight against it if it really shouldn't be on there. You know, because sometimes they don't come off in the first, you know, the first mailing, and it has to be, you know, argued against. And that's, you know, that's benefit of, you know, one of the benefits of the program that we have.
Well, it makes sense to secure a financial future for oneself, right? So, and it sounds like this program is a three-pronged approach where you rebuild credit, you organize and take control of a financial future, and then you protect yourself and your family from uncertainty.
Right.
So, and there's 12 different products.
Yes.
Within that program.
Yes.
So, which is makes you different than just a standard credit repair.
Absolutely. And I have gone through all of these. I mean, I'm on the program myself. My credit is, you know, is fairly at a good point, but everything else that you get with it, you know, like I said, it's not just about the credit score. That's a piece of it. And that's, you know, where you start is to increase your credit score. But I know myself, you know, I need to learn how to budget better. I'm sure a lot of us, you know, do as well.
I went into Walmart yesterday for yogurt. I walked out of there $148 later. How does that happen?
Right? And that's why I went to shopping online, because then I saved myself a bunch of money.
You just go and get what you need when you're shopping online.
When I shop online, I'm not tempted by all the other things that are on the shelves. And,
well, that's like Target. I can't walk in that store. I really keep from going in there. Because
that machine is $20 less than the other place. I must have it.
Yeah. It's easy to get caught up in that. And, you know, and we could easily walk into a store looking to buy like one or two items and walk out with a whole cart full.
I'm not allowed into the dollar store. I mean, they have my picture on the front door. Don't let me in.
It's never only a dollar.
Yeah. It's only a dollar. $50 later.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, the credit builder, I think, is great. The credit builder portion is where all the education and resources come from. So it's going to give you quizzes, forms and documents, tips and techniques, you know, test your financial literacy, because we all think that we know more than we do. Or, you know, we think we're better off than maybe we actually are until someone kind of puts us on the spot and says, you know, OK, so how much do you really know? And then you're like, oh, maybe I didn't know as much as I thought I did. Right.
Well, even if your credit score is such where you do qualify to purchase a home, the lower it is within the acceptable limits, you're going to pay more in interest.
Right.
OK, so you could be getting that house of your dreams and just getting by because you have the acceptable credit score on the lower end of it, you're going to be paying hundreds or thousands of dollars back in interest.
Right. Yeah. And yeah, I mean, even if you do, like you said, if you have that acceptable credit score to be able to get qualified, but what would it look like if you had an even better credit score, right? And you were able to increase that. Not only would you end up with better rates, you know, for your mortgage, which is huge, but a car loan, insurance, they base it on your credit. So, you know, I've heard stories about how people have increased their credit score and then gone back to their agent and had them rerun it. And they've saved, you know, $50 to $100 a month on their, you know, and that alone, you know, just one piece of it is worth having this program in place. And, you know, part of it is the credit monitoring. It gives you your credit score. It gives you your auto score. It gives you your insurance score. And you can see exactly where you're at along the process. And they have an app where you can check it on your phone. And it's just a really awesome program and one that I would recommend to anyone, you know, even if your credit's in, you know, decent shape.
But you want it to be better, right?
Right.
And I'm going to ask you a question, Pat, putting you on the spot.
Uh-oh.
Okay. What is the most important number in your financial life? It's not, I'm going to give you a hint. The answer is not the balance in your checking or savings account. What's that most important number?
The number on the scale?
No,
it's my credit. My credit score.
Financial.
My credit score. My credit score.
Okay.
Not the weight on the scale.
Right,
no,
right.
But that's an important number too.
Well, the balance in the checking account is pretty important. Right?
That's helpful, right?
Yeah, right. Okay. All right. With us today is Dawn Hansen, credit specialist with United Credit Education Services. How does someone get in touch with you and learn more about this program, please?
They can call or text me at 570-795-4045.
Thank you, Dawn. Pat?
Yes, we have 3.5 acres of land. That's a nice size lot to build your house. It's in Windsor Hill Developments on Windsor Way for $89,000. It's an extra wide lot. It's recessed back from the road. It's got a 30-foot wide driveway going back. The road goes back 310 feet, so you're kind of behind everybody there, and it's nice and private. It's bigger than the surrounding properties. Windsor Hill, it's a lovely development. It's right off Route 348 in Roaring Brook Township, and that's just minutes from 84 and 380. And yet it's really close to Scranton. So you can enjoy peaceful country living and still be close to everything you need. That's a 3.5 acre parcel of land at lot number 2, Windsor Way, in Roaring Brook Township for $89,000. And that's listed by Aaron Pierce of our office.
Thank you. For 22 consecutive years, Century 21 receives 3 seals of recognition, number 1 leader in brand awareness, most recognized name in real estate, and most respected in the industry. Now, and your favorite part of the program, the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors MLS statistics for single-family homes sold within the last 30 days. For 2 bedrooms or less, the median sales price, $100,000. For 3 bedrooms, $149,900. And for 4 bedrooms or more, median sales price is $229,900. How did buyers pay for these homes, single-family homes? Now, these are all for counties, Lackawanna, Luzerne, Monroe, Pike, Wayne, and Wyoming. Over the last 30 days, buyers for single-family homes paid cash.
25% of the time?
25.5%.
How did I know that? Because I'm smart.
Conventional mortgage, 53% went with one of those. 16% went with an FHA, the Federal Housing Administration type of mortgage, and 4% went with a veterans mortgage, Veterans Administration loan.
FHA is only 16%?
Yeah, that's down. So is VA.
Wow. Remember FHA numbers were huge?
Remember when cash and conventional was identical. So cash has fallen. Conventional is...
Yeah, rates are low.
Really? Yeah, that's everybody's taking advantage of that. Okay, we're headed towards a break. We'll be back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker.
The talented team of professionals at Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. They're not just real estate agents. They're agents of change. They're on a never-ending quest for the best for you and your family. They can help you find exactly, precisely what you want at this time in your life. A computer, a website, an app, and a listing by itself can't do that. They're obsessed with better and deliver extraordinary, embracing the what if, not just the what's been done before, with a level of accountability and honesty not found anywhere else in the real estate industry. Don't settle for average, okay, or just all right. This change in your life is monumental. And there's only one Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate that will help you rock that change. Call 570-344-6724 and visit jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Each Century 21 office is independently owned and operated.
We're back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with Pat Devaney, my husband, Fell Realtor.
And we're back.
We're back with Dawn Hansen, credit specialist with UCES. That's United Credit Education Services. We're talking about credit restoration today, having a fabulous discussion with you. Thank you for being here with us.
Thank you for having me.
All right. So we're talking about this program that offers 12 products and how it differentiates from credit repair companies. There's a lot of, you know, negative bad press about credit repair companies out there. And of course, you're here to explain how you're different. And this is a program that you're actually going through yourself. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the cost. You know, when we talk about things like this, there has to be some sort of cost associated. Would you explain what those costs are, please?
Yeah, of course. You know, with anything, there is a cost involved. For this program, it's $99 one-time, setup fee, and then $89 a month. You can cancel it anytime. Typically, people can see results, you know, as quickly as 45 days. But to get the best results, again, everything varies upon your personal situation. But the average is about 6 months to be on the program. However, in my opinion, because of all of the other added benefits that come with this, and it's not just about, you know, increasing your credit score, although that is usually one of the reasons why people are looking at the program. Me personally, my credit score is, great. But all of these other things that come with it are well worth, you know, the cost that you're paying. I'm actually going to offer anyone that is interested in the program that has listened to the show today, I'm going to discount that one-time setup fee to $49. So the first payment would be $138 instead of $188, and then your $89 a month thereafter. So,
thank you. Four to five Americans have errors in their credit reports that are easily fixable. 43 million Americans have a credit score of 599 or less, and nearly a third of those.
So if you're 599 or less, that's pretty much you're knocked out of the.
That's.
You're knocked out of. You're not getting a mortgage, right?
Or a car.
Or a car. That's right. And if you're going to get them, you're going to pay through the nose.
Oh,
right?
Yes.
And it affects your insurance rates and affects,
absolutely,
you know, employment. Mm-hmm. Protecting a credit score is just as important as improving it. So, and then part of your program here is the credit monitoring. Mm-hmm. For nearly a third of those who apply for a home loan can't qualify due to their credit score. Mm-hmm. And so if you see results in the first 45 days, and that's exceptional, but it does take a little longer to fix some other things.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, it depends on what it is that's on there that we're fighting against. Generally speaking, when the first letter goes to the three credit bureaus, if there's no response or if it's something that really they don't have a problem removing, you know, you can get some things removed in that first communication. But, you know, there are, as with anything, you know, things don't just get handed to you, so you have to fight for
them. You have to work, yeah.
So depending on the situation, you know, we may have to go back and you know, send a follow-up letter and things of that nature.
Well, it's often a good reminder that things didn't go bad overnight.
Right.
They didn't get bad overnight, so they're going to take a little while.
Take some time to fix.
Correct it, right?
And you guys help with all of that stuff with the letters?
Yes. Yep. And we put the letters together. I mean, the initial, the initial start to the program, we would create the letters, mail them to the person that's, you know, on the program, and they would have to put together their identity, you know, basically their proof of identity has to be mailed out with these so that they know who they're talking to. So the person, the customer will be the one mailing the letters, but United Credit Education Services will mail the letters to the client that they need to go out to the credit bureaus. And, you know, we walk them through every step of the way. Like I said, there's an app there, you know, you have access to everything online. You can see where you stand as far as, you know, as the process goes along. You can, depending on what's on there, you know, you can see some immediate results potentially within 45 days, but depending on what's on there, it could be closer to 6 months or more.
Because I remember looking at my credit report and seeing an error, and I was like, what can you do? I mean, it's like I always felt it was like dealing with the government.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to get anywhere with it.
So. It is what it is.
Yeah. That's exactly.
Credit repair and the removal of negative items affects payment history. And payment history affects 35% of the overall credit score. Mm-hmm. So that's a big portion getting those items.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. And what I love about this this program and, you know, is there along with the 12 items that, you know, that we're speaking about, they do offer an added item, and this, you know, there is a small additional fee for this, but I think it's huge for people who are looking to, you know, to increase their credit score and someone who's been a renter and paying their rent on time. Now, typically, unless you're in a big community, that's not reported to the credit bureaus. So you don't get credit for that. You know, what happens, usually your rent is the one thing that you pay on time, you know, and all the other bills suffer, right? paying your rent on time, this program, Credit My Rent, allows us to put that rent history on your credit report to increase your credit score. So how huge is that? I mean, and it's $9.95 a month, or you have the option, we can go back as far as 2 years of credit history to put that on your credit report and help boost your credit score. That is just amazing.
And it shows a positive trade line, and that's what you need.
Absolutely. I mean,
it increases the score.
Yes. Yeah, because it's showing that you've paid your rent, you know, in a timely fashion, month after month. And, you know, and like I said, that's a lot of times, that's the one bill that you're paying on time, you know. But, you know, if you choose to, we can go up to 1 year. It would be $99 setup fee, and then the $9.95 a month going forward. If you go back to 2 years, it's $149 setup fee and $9.95 a month. But the impact that it can have, you know, is huge. And especially if you're looking to get yourself in that home as quickly as possible, you know, that it's a big deal, I think. And it's something that not a lot of or anyone that I know of offers.
So. Well, bad credit repair companies take large fees and show very little progress in 45 days. And they usually drag things out. So it sounds like this UCES has been here for 15 years. Mm-hmm. They know what they're doing. And it sounds like a really great program. Dawn Hansen, credit specialist. How does someone get in touch with you?
They can call or text me at 570-795-4045.
Will you come back next week? Because there's so much more we want to talk about with you.
Absolutely.
Especially, you have a giving grant program that I want to hear all about. It's a unique concept for those facing financial hardship and for those that want to make a difference in people's lives.
Absolutely. Yes, I can't wait to share that.
Okay. Thanks, Don.
Thank you so much.
Pat?
Yes, we have a two-family home. It's a side-by-side double at 1617-1619 Vine Street in Scranton for $199,000. This home, it's been totally remodeled, including it's got new drywall, new flooring, remodeled bath, newer roof, new front steps. This home is owner-occupied with a long-term tenant on the other side. This home, it's got 5 bedrooms and 2 baths in each unit with separate utilities and off-street parking. This move-in condition home would be perfect to live in one unit and have the rent pay the mortgage. That's a two-family home at 1617-1619 Vine Street in Scranton for $199,000, and that's listed by Franny Mancuso of our office.
Thank you, Pat. And what do home buyers and sellers need? Well, according to the National Association of Realtors and the profile of home buyers and sellers, which they publish annually, first sale by owners, more commonly known in the industry as
FSBOs
are at an all-time low. Yay. Sellers don't feel safe in selling their own home. They aren't able to accurately price their home, and there's not a way for them to market the property. So they want a full service agent. They want someone to be there at every step of the transaction, and buyers are reporting the same. They also want an agent because this is the biggest transaction of their lifetime, and they need that guidance. So good news for realtors, right?
That's right. Now we just need more homes to sell.
We're out of time. Thanks for tuning into the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate. We're here Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker.